Hello and welcome to this GCP short produced in partnership with Hylent Global Captive Solutions and hosted by me, Richard Kutcher. Now, many of our US listeners may well be familiar with Butler University, which formed the student-run captive insurance company in Bermuda in 2017. As you will hear, the captive operates as a bona fide insurance company for the university, but also plays a key role in the education, practical experience, and development offered to students on its risk management and insurance undergraduate program. 2024 is the start of a new chapter for the Butler Captive program, having completed a domicile move from Bermuda to Vermont in November last year and establishing the captive as a cell company rather than a pure captive as it explores collaboration with other educational institutions. Over the next 25 minutes, I'll be joined by Dr. Victor Puglio, Davy Chair of Risk Management and Insurance at the Lacey School of Business at Butler University, as well as Craig Coldwell, Dean at the Lacey School of Business. We also hear from Claire Richardson, a Butler alum and captive consultant at Hylent, who has worked with Butler on the domicile move. For more information on the Butler captive story, follow links in the episode show notes or read the article on captive intelligence. Let's hear what Craig, Victor, and Claire have to say. So, Victor and Craig, welcome onto the Global Captive podcast for the first time. For listeners that might not be aware of the background to the Butler student-run captive insurance company, can we just start off with a little bit of that background? Tell us when and why it was started and when, what was it used for initially?
We started the captive in 2017 as an experiential educational model where the students could get experience running an insurance company. It just happens to be a captive. So the students were engaged in the process of the feasibility study, the risk that would be put into the captive, and the process of selecting the third parties, and also the domicile. And the captive is a single parent captive owned by Butler, and it insures just three lines of coverage currently. We have livestock mortality, which covers our dogs, because we are the Bulldogs. It covers inland marine risk. We've got about $10 million worth of inland marine. You can think about uniforms and band instruments and things like that. And then the third thing is products liability. Our undergraduate business students all do products as part of a course in their sophomore year, and the captive insures those products. And the nice thing about it as it has evolved and moved forward to today is that our undergraduate students actually do all the underwriting for the product's liability. So the students that create the products cannot even begin the process of securing approval to sell the products until they get a risk assessment and approval from the captive. So it was designed originally to be an experiential educational model, which it is today, and also handle some of Butler's first party risk.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it is really interesting. I've been fascinated by this since the very beginning of when it was first launched. And it's exciting to have you guys on and with Claire as well, who's been involved from the beginning, and talk about this kind of next phase. So Claire, you were one of the Butler students involved in the early years of the captive, and it's great that you've ended up working in the captive insurance industry. Can you tell us about your role with the captive at the time as a student and the kind of what you got out of that experience?
Absolutely. Yeah. During my experience at Butler University, I was a freshman in 2017. So first year, really interested in what insurance is and a lot of other items, trying to figure out what my major was going to be as well. So throughout my time at Butler, I kept hearing about a captive, and I kept hearing some of the different experiences that the students that were involved with the captive got to experience, such as going to Bermuda and meeting with other businesses and having fantastic internships. So it naturally drew me in, and I was really excited to learn more during my junior year as I got to take a variety of courses that were very integrated in the system of the captive operations. And then during my senior year, I was the CEO of the student-run captive. And that was a pretty big role, helping a lot of the other students currently in the course work through a variety of items, just like Victor was mentioning. So underwriting with the underwriting team and working through the marketing aspects as well, then the finance and business, and working with students on loss control inspections, and also helping the professor actually facilitate different administrative meetings and work as a full coordinator from that perspective. So it's been an absolutely fantastic journey with Butler on the other side of the university as well as a service provider.
Yeah, we'll certainly come on to that in a moment as well. So Victor and Craig, we've got you on the podcast now because there is a significant update to this seven-year journey. In December, I think, the captive re-domiciled to Vermont or got its license from Vermont. It was previously been operating in Bermuda. Why was the decision made to move onshore, and how did the university choose the state of Vermont?
The decision was made after a strategic review of the captive was completed. So we did a feasibility study back in 2017. And so there was a five-year feasibility study, and we were at the end of the fifth year. What's the future of our captive going to be? And so we reached out at that point. Claire had actually graduated from Butler University and was working for Hylent in their captive division, which happens to also be located in Indianapolis, where Butler University is located. And we got together and says, what's the next step? So there's so much more we can do with this captive. So we had them complete a strategic review. And part of the strategic review was reviewing potential domiciles, including staying in Bermuda. So we had the students and the risk management class that does the captive operations review different domiciles. And they came down to two different domiciles. And at the time, they made their recommendation to the board of the captive. And the captive selected one of the two recommendations. And that was Vermont. And the funny part is Vermont was not number one at the time the decision was made. It was after the decision was made, shortly thereafter, that they wound up being ranked number one in the world for number of captives. So it's nice now to have our captive in the domicile that has the largest number of captives. Some of our business partners also have their captives located in Vermont. So it's nice to have other risk professionals in the Indiana market space also be able to talk about their experiences. And then I think really helped us get to Vermont over any other location was the fact that the former captive administrator in the Department of Insurance in Vermont, David Provost, actually visited campus, the only regulator only captive regulator to ever visit Butler, to the best of my knowledge. And then Sandy, who's now took his place and is now in charge of captive regulations in Vermont, she also visited our campus. So we had two of their regulators visit, and they discussed how important it was for captive education and how they wanted to be involved. So the students, the board selected it, but I think the fact that we had regulators visiting us, it was a big help.
Yeah, no, certainly. It's certainly one thing that Vermont is known for is that the regulation is very proactive and the regulators are very proactive in meeting their applicants and getting to know the regulated entities. So that's great to hear that kind of playing out in reality. I also believe there's maybe a bit of a change in business model. You talked a bit about the lines of insurance which are currently going through the captive and will continue going through the captive, which are the kind of first party risks of Butler. And it sounds like it will still be used as a learning tool for Butler students. But are there opportunities then for maybe other educational institutions to make use of it? And how else is the captive going to change?
So Richard, this is Craig. I'll jump in and take the first part of that question, at least anyway, with full caveat that I'm not a risk and insurance specialist. I'm a business school dean. That said, I would characterize the business model currently as sort of falling into one of two categories. There's ours, which is a heavily educational-based model with lots of opportunity for students to get involved. But currently, opportunities to cover more, to do more to address the total cost of risk for the university. And then there's captives that are affiliated with very large universities that are all about total cost of risk, but the students don't have a lot of interaction that the professionals running those groups. So in some ways, I think we're trying to push towards a bit of a middle ground there, where we've got lots of students involved in lots of decisions on behalf of the university and with the assistance of risk and insurance professors to kind of help make some of those decisions and guide some of those decisions. It's a bit unique in the sense that it's not often that the academic portion of the university is influencing to a great extent the business operations of a university. So so this is a unique opportunity for us to have an influence on them. By having the cell structure in the model that we've redomesticated to Vermont, it does allow us a couple of opportunities. One is education for our own students, right? They're going to get an opportunity to explore some new techniques and new ways of reducing total cost of risk. But we also then got a curricular piece that we are well positioned to share with other universities. In higher ed, you know, we sort of share ruthlessly, steal ruthlessly, and don't worry too much about competitive edge. But we do have a lovely curriculum that's out there that's available for other universities and professors who want to expand it into their university.
Fantastic. And Victor, can you maybe elaborate a bit more on the sponsored captive choice and also how you might want to work with how that fits in with working with other educational institutions?
We're very fortunate, Butler, that we're a private university and that we can make decisions relatively quickly. Most of your risk management and insurance programs, larger ones particularly, are at state universities. So getting the changes at the state universities takes a little bit longer. I've had experience at state universities and now teaching at a private school. So what we really wanted to do is give a platform for the other universities with risk management and insurance programs, the platforms where they could use a cell in their curriculum. So they could literally adopt a course in captive management and actually help to ensure the risk at their universities, do the analysis, do a feasibility study, do the analysis, the whole nine yards. And that is a huge educational opportunity for the students at the other universities that may not be getting that experience because they don't have a captive. So we wanted to do two things. One, give them a platform, which is why we did the segregated cell. Number two is provide them with a curriculum that they could actually use in their classrooms if they decided that they wanted to participate in teaching their students about captives in their curriculum and then be able to actually place real risk of that university into the captive. Now, having said all that, we are not excluding universities that don't have risk management programs from being able to put risk into the cap to the segregated cell. So if you have a university that has a risk manager, they don't have a captive, but have always considered it, they could put their risk into the captive and they could go to the business school if they have one, but they don't have to go to the students. Our goal though really is to expand to the undergraduate and graduate space in risk management insurance, the world of captives, and actually have them use this experiential model that was developed by Butler University.
Yeah, fascinating and really exciting development. And I really hope that other universities, whether it's state universities or whatever, take you up on the offer and take you up on the opportunity to do that. Because I think, as Claire knows, and I'm sure you know, there is a real need for a healthier pipeline of new talent. And so any kind of risk and insurance courses which have a big captive element and this kind of practical captive experience will certainly be welcomed, I think, by most people in the industry. Claire, so it sounds like you and Highland have obviously been heavily involved in kind of this stage of the Butler journey in terms of the review and the redomestication. Why did a sponsored captive make sense for this latest evolution of the student-run captive?
Yeah, so Richard, one thing I think to focus on there is really the word evolution. I think Butler has a tremendous opportunity and they saw it early on in the expansion and the strategic planning and really working with the full team at Highland to create a full strategic review that encapsulates multiple years of innovation. So what I mean by that is the sponsored cell structure is going to aid in not only bringing the captive world into higher education, but also higher education to captives. So what I'm most excited for working with Butler as the captive manager, we are going to be able to get really involved with the students and work not only with Butler students, but as the captive structure grows and evolves, really bringing on other schools and other universities' cells to the structure. It gives a significant ability to create even further evolution to bring in students to the captive space. So while we're focused here on Butler and want to make sure Butler students are serviced and the Butler captive is also up and running and very significantly innovative, the next portion of that is bringing in additional students to Butler University, to other universities, and showcasing the wonderful industry that captive insurance is, even though I'm a little biased there, having the opportunity to bring additional talent into the industry and showcasing how fantastic the industry is as well.
You're a few years in now to your captive career, but redomestications, yeah, they're not super common, right? They happen, you know, in terms of domiciles, maybe two or three, or major domiciles might get two or three in a year from redomestications, or lose two or three a year from redomestications. Right. They're not super common. So I'm interested to know about your own experience of it, if it's the first one you've worked on, but also can you tell us a little bit about how the process worked for moving a captive from Bermuda to Vermont, and was it a fairly straightforward process?
It really was, Richard. So having open lines of communication, I think, was significantly helpful in the process overall. So having the client involved, having a lot of airspace with the attorneys involved, but then also working with the current captive manager, the incumbent that's in Bermuda, whether you're changing captive managers or not, that open line of communication needs to be frequent and very much something that is focused on throughout the process. Both domiciles did a fantastic job of really working with each other and working with the individuals that I just mentioned to kind of aid in the process and be there for Butler throughout the process as well, I think.
So just to finish off then, Victor and Craig, how just confirm for us and explain to us how the students are still involved today in the day-to-day activities and business model of the student-run captive and kind of what you got planned for them going forward.
A role that we don't often think of as them playing is the role of recruiter. What I mean by that is, and this is an industry challenge, industry-wide and university challenge, the number of people declaring for a major in risk and insurance as people entering the university is extraordinarily small. So basically any students we pick up in these disciplines have to be recruited or pulled from other majors. So most university students are never going to get any kind of exposure to risk management insurance. But at least in our scenario, we've got a group of students that are out there working with folks that are at the sophomore level, so they still have an opportunity to change their major and move into a risk management insurance career, and they get exposure through the class that Victor mentioned earlier. So every single sophomore at Butler University's Lacey School of Business is part of a team that creates a business, and those are all insured by our captive. So they've never even heard of these concepts prior to walking into that class. And yet here they are getting exposure to some upper class people who know this field really well. And it gives them an opportunity to say, hey, I've never even heard of this stuff, but this sounds really interesting and really cool. So I think just giving college students the opportunity to see some of the unique and really interesting, cool opportunities available is really helpful in getting them recruited. So, and Victor, I know he's got some more specifics on how they're actually utilized.
Thanks, Craig. Yeah, we are very, very fortunate that our sophomores that all have to create a business and then create a product, that they have to go through the risk assessment process. So you're talking about a business school with about 1,100 undergraduate students. So all the sophomores have to come up with a product. And so they get the exposure to what risk is, what risk assessment is, what a certificate of insurance is, et cetera, as a sophomore. Now, it's not a course, this teaching them just insurance. It's a very small portion of it. And the underwriting of those products and whether or not the product ultimately gets approved or not is done by undergraduate risk management and insurance students in a course called insurance company operations when they get to the underwriting chapter. And so, and that's done by Professor Faulkner, and he does a great job. And his role is to be the senior underwriter. Our undergraduate students are the first line underwriters. And so he ultimately has the decision whether or not the product gets approved. Most do. We seldom have the students go too wild on us. But we do have that risk in the captive. So the recruiting part does begin at that sophomore level. We also have and in this semester, we always have our captive course in the spring. So we do the insurance company operations class fall and spring. So we always have undergraduate risk students who do the underwriting. But we have the capstone captive class in the spring, and we just started classes last week. And the first thing that I was able to be able to discuss with them is, we have redomesticated this captive, and here's where we are, and here's where we need to be by the end of the semester, including the three lines of coverage that we have to renew, the marketing, which now changes because it is a cell captive versus a single parent captive, the financing, having an opportunity to meet with the regulators in Vermont virtually this semester. So I'm excited. The students are excited about the new opportunity, and they're also interested in helping other students at other universities because they get exposure to other risk management and insurance students at an organization, a fraternity called Gamma Eta Sigma. And Gamma Eta Sigma is a collegiate fraternity for insurance, risk management, and actuarial science students, and they go to the annual conference. And so most of the faculty at the other universities know we have a captive, but now these students are going to be able to help us recruit other universities into our captive model that we have now changed and redomesticated to Vermont. So we're very, very excited. And also, by redomesticating to Vermont, we can do some stuff in the benefit space that we are currently not doing because it was an offshore captive. So yeah, lots of great opportunities here for our students. Very much looking forward to a great experience this semester with our students.
Fantastic. I do think it's a really great thing you're doing as well, because I think you've both touched on it throughout, that having that real practical experience of something makes such a big difference. And I'll just bring up another example of that. I think the Butler student run captive is a fantastic example of it. And I can see how people like Claire and other students from Butler over the years have gone on to be involved in the captive market because they've had something really brought to life for them. And you guys as teachers know way more about that than I do. But the other thing I'll just mention as a shout out to Seeker is their student essay contest. And I hadn't really engaged much with that over the past few years until last year. I went along to the conference session at the conference in March, where the essay contest finalists did their presentations. And you could just see how much that opportunity meant to those guys and how much it actually brought the subject to life, and being at the conference and seeing people and seeing, oh, this is a real industry that I could see myself working in, must make such a big difference. Because otherwise, if you just read something about captive insurance and a bit of paper, I don't know if Claire can back me up here, it probably looks a bit maybe boring, but also maybe a bit daunting and maybe a bit like, oh, how do I get into that industry? But just having these opportunities to run a captive or speak at a conference, I think it just makes such a big difference to making that light bulb go off for someone that, oh, this is an industry that I could see myself working in.
Yeah, Richard, you're exactly right. I mean, reading articles is great. And that's why when I started my journey trying to figure out what captive insurance was, I read my articles and did my research. But it's completely different when you're, you know, sitting in a course, having a fantastic dialogue with regulators or service providers that have done this for, you know, 20, 25 plus years, really getting nitty gritty details and seeing kind of the insurance company work itself. It's a different experience, especially as a student, where a lot of the opportunities are endless. So finding something that can really focus your interest and engage you continuously, especially at like Butler's done currently, it's really rejuvenating to the industry. So I'm very excited to continue working with them.
I'm excited about the opportunity this year. We had a team do the essay contest, and there were three essays selected. Butler University was one of the teams. Middle Tennessee State University was a second team, and then the third team was Temple. You can think about this model. What SECA started with the essay contest, now we have a captive that those faculty members at Middle Tennessee State University, who were accepted into the as a top three candidates, and also at Temple, can have the opportunity not only to have their students participate in the SEEK essay contest, but also can create a course, put risk in there, and teach students more about captives.
Fantastic. Well, Victor and Craig, I wish you well with the next evolution of the Butler Student Run Captive. Thank you so much for coming on to the Global Captive Podcast.
Thank you, Richard. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks so much, Richard.
And Claire, thank you to you, and thanks for setting this up.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard.